USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With all the confusion, chaos, and mayhem in Afghanistan after America's clumsy withdrawal from the 20-year war, one thing is for sure, life will go on. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau tells us how an airplane can have more passengers landing than it did taking off.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever ever be reached, and as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With the direction of U.S. politics heading down a road we've never seen before, there are some that can no longer sit on the sidelines. One such person is a household name from his gridiron days. Herschel Walker has announced his intentions to become Georgia's next senator. Mr. Walker tells Fox News he can no longer sit on the sidelines.
When people say Herschel is not of Georgia, I've said, no, I owe everything to Georgia. I owe everything to Wrightsville, Georgia, everything to my parents, but mostly to the state of Georgia, because whatever I've done, the state of Georgia has gotten behind me right now. And right now, it's very typical that this state have a conservative like myself to get in Washington and let the people know this country is going down the drain unless we stand up. You know, young people out there, you know, I was like you. Sometimes I stayed on the sideline. I didn't vote. You know, I just figured this is not going to touch me. But right now, I'm telling you what's happening right now. You got to wake up. Wake up and say, I got to get into this game. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get into this game. And I'm going to say, guys, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. We're a great country. So quit trying to divide us. Quit trying to separate us, because we're together. This is the reason we're the greatest country in the world, is we have people that come together. And what I want to do is bring the people together. I want to go to Washington and try to, you know, get people together so we can get things done for this country, get things done for the people. Things are just getting ridiculous, and you can't do it. We can't live like this.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.